Okay. Fine. So we're busy with Perek Gimel in Chele Gimel, dealing with Kabbalah Shabbos. We spoke last week about the importance of Hachana for Shabbos, more than all the other mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs, yes, Hachana.
Yeah.
Critical. But Shabbos, we saw an extra dimension, even to go so far as to say the Hachana could even be a mitzvah deraisa. And the explanation he gave up to now, where we're holding up to now, is that because the hachana for Shabbos is the hachana be mekabel pnei shechina.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. On Shabbos, there's nothing you can do for Shabbos, really. You can just show and prepare and want Shabbos.
Yeah.
But Shabbos comes as a matana. So the hachana you're doing for Shabbos isn't for the etzem mitzvah. You want to eat matzahs, you have to meichin the mitzvah of matzah, the matzahs, in order to do the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Shabbos, you can't meichin Shabbos.
Yeah.
You can just prepare the environment which shows a Kodesh Baruch Hu that you wanted, and then a Kodesh Baruch Hu exhibits you as a matana. It's not something it's a different kind of a mitzvah, and therefore the achon is a different kind of a mitzvah. Fine. So he starts on Tzarich Aleph. He says like this. We're continuing. We're in the middle of paragraph base. That's where we stopped last week on the Tzarich Aleph. The nimtz, it comes out therefore. Yeshim lo yispiku lachin et hakumkum hatei lekovet Shabbos. Let's say you're busy Erev Shabbos, you didn't have time, and you didn't have a chance to prepare the kumkum, the hot water for the coffee on Shabbos or tea. Hachasorin hu lo hakois tei wa'uge lemitzis oinek Shabbos. It's not like if you didn't prepare matzahs for Pesach, as no, you can't make the mitzvah achilas matzah. Yeah, if you don't prepare the hot water for the tea or the cake for Shabbos, Hashabbos ain't a tzichel or uge velo kos tei. You still make the mitzvah of Shabbos.
Yeah.
Shabbos doesn't need coffee or tea or cake. But kol yaitzes v'omeres, but a bas kol goes out and says, im av ani aye kvaidi, if I'm your father, where's my covered? It's a person in the front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, you don't prepare for Shabbos. It's not that there's anything lacking in the mitzvah of Shabbos. The whole mahus of Shabbos is oike. Your father's coming to visit you and you don't prepare anything. He comes, you're not even there, knocks on the door, and you've gone out. You forgot he was coming. It's an insult. We didn't take into account the Shechina is coming. Shabbos came in, you suddenly look at your shoes, and says, oh, I forgot to polish my shoes. So I won't be so smart this Shabbos. I'm going to go to the house. You go to a wedding with dirty shoes. It's not about you and your covered and you being smart at the wedding. And kanin and shalnalim yofos covered you. We're not worried about your shoes. Shalzeh shabbi avshalim chol. You can bochol. You want to walk around looking like a shlump? Walk around looking like a shlump. That's your problem. Ela noise kanu covered a chosin. When you go to chasin, why do you get dressed up? Because of the cover of the chosin. Not for you. I'm not the bainim, I can't be moichel that. The covered of the chosin is the covered of the chosin. If you go to a wedding and you look like a shlumpera, the side's not for you. You'll tell me, yeah, you think the chosin's looking at my shoes. The chosin doesn't notice what's going on. Avo inyan Shabbos Kodesh. Hashem doesn't miss a trick. Hashem sees everything. If you haven't done what you needed to do for Shabbos, it's not that so you won't do the mitzvah so well, so there's something wrong with the way you look, you don't have covered for yourself. No, it's an insult to the Shechina that's coming to visit in our homes. V'chol echad magish beklolos ha-Torah. As I have dealt by mitzvah shebenon lemokan v'mitzvah benon lechaveira. Everybody understands in the klalim of the Torah that there's a difference between benonim lemokam, the mitzvahs that are benonim lemokam, and the mitzvahs that are benonim lechaveira. Sheish lanu ahergesh shebenmitzvah shebenonim lemokam ika avoide hi b'avo asogas haetrog atzmai. in the Beit Olam, the Malkums, we tend to think, we feel that the Ika Avoida is going and getting a good Esrog. Yeah. We spend a lot of time and effort going to find a good Esrog. We want to make the mitzvah as best as we can. We want to be yoytze achiyuv. Aval kasher isekim adam ache, hare magishu is covered azulot. When we're dealing with other people, so then we feel the covered of the other person. Ulamana embers, hahegesh azeh sheku. What we've just said now is sheker. Not the esrog. But you got to find a nice esrog. But why? Because you want to do the mitzvah properly. No, because there's a kodesh baruch hu here. There's a personal relationship here. Lahagish kovod azulat, to feel the kovod of the other person. Avinu shebeshamayim. Moshe Amru Chazal, the Yerushalmi says, v'after recha kamoicha hu tal golo b'toira. And Rashi there in Shabbos, the Flamed Aleph says, "Da'ala chasani lechavrecha lo tavir." Don't what's hateful to you, don't do to your friend. Re'echa re'avicha al tazoiv. Zeh Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says that the re'echa, we mentioned this many times. Yeah, the 9:30. The re'echa in va'after re'echa gamoich includes Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Al tavo el dvarav she'alecha snoi shi'avu chavrecha al dvarecha ad kan l'shoina. Why should you listen to Hashem? Because you want people to listen to you when you ask somebody to do something, but they don't do it. Yeah, even if it's just a technai, the plumber. Plumber says he'll be there 10 o'clock. Yeah, he comes at 11. You get upset with him. Yeah, there's no real kesha there. There's nothing personal going on. It irritates. Yeah. You get upset. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, so don't do it. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, he asked you to do something, so do it. Why? Not because he told you to do it because you're scared, because you don't want to be treated like you treating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. V'after recha kamoicha. Klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alta va dvarav she'alechet snoi she'avu chavrecha dvarecha. That's Rashi HaKadosh. V'kach bidyuch tzarech l'kayim es kol ha'toyre kule. And that's how you have to keep the Torah. It's not about the mitzvahs. It's about the mitzvahs, but not about the mitzvahs. It's about the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amnam ha'mitzvah ha'madgisha zois b'myuchad. The mitzvah that clarifies, that centers this, that makes this the central of everything, where you see it clearly, that's Shabbos Kodesh. Shazu kol metzias haShabbos, because that is the whole of Shabbos. When you're using Esrog, you can get confused and think it's about the Esrog. Only. It's about the Esrog as well, for sure. But it's not. It's about your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's about doing what your friend asked you to do. But there's still an Esrog there. In Shabbos, what else is there? There's nothing. There's just a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else other than that. Sheze kol hametzias haShabbos, Masha Kodesh Baruch Hu nimtzi itanu mamash. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is not the cholent, and it's not the kugel, and it's not the mamtakim, and Shabbos is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's. Yeah, everything that we do for Shabbos is not for the thing itself. It's for the kabbalas panim. It's for the achnasas ochim. Masha Kodesh Baruch Hu nimtzei itanu mamash. V'kol ha'achonos shel Shabbos hein machmas ha'kovod ha'ishi k'v'yochol sheyesh l'chabed es Hashem Yisbarach im boi aleinu b'yom ha'Shabbos. All the achonos are kovod Hashem. That's what it is. You're putting on the kumkum for hot water, and you're polishing your shoes, and you're doing everything because you have a very choshuva visit to coming. It's not for the thing itself. V'kame tzarech li'zeh shelo yachso shum prat l'kovod Hashem tzavakois. You have to be very careful not to, obviously, not to miss anything, whatever we need to do. He's coming to visit us every Shabbos. We're very, very careful not to leave out any of the parts and the important things that a person needs in order to be making Shabbos. First of all, for the covet of Hashem, but also to show Hashem come how much you want him to come visit, how much we want Shabbos. Okay, so that's a chana for Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos. And we know there's a Yetzirah on Erev Shabbos, big Yetzirah on Erev Shabbos, and that's because this is so important. Mod chashuv. Nobody has a Yetzirah on Erev Sukkos not to go buy an Esrog. Any koich to buy an Esrog, whatever, I'll use the robes. That doesn't happen today. Even the laziest guy, he must mince it and they deliver it in a box and he doesn't have to choose it, but he makes an effort to get nesrok. But most people out there choosing and looking and doch and then there's no yetzara not to do that. Shabbos comes, all the little things we need to do, we somehow find it, it's hard to do everything we need to do. That's because of this.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet is a very interesting Perek. It's called Menucha. We know that Shabbos has a lot to do with what's called Menucha. And obviously, it's very misunderstood. Mazia Menucha. Menucha is not about sleeping the day away, recuperating from the week that's been. Let's try and see what it means, Shabbos Menucha. Bo Shabbos, Bo Menucha. Mazia Geda, Amiti, shall this Musag of Menucha. So that's on Daf Tzadik base. Echad mi yesoidus ha-Shabbos, hi inyan bo Shabbos bo menucha. Betzarech beo ma'o metzias vi inyan ha-menucha and iskeres b'Shabbos. What is this thing called menucha that has a lot to do with Shabbos? Vina kefi hergil, harogil, inyan ha-menucha, ha-gderosa l'chayra, what's the definition of menucha? Is she'odem, ach she'ovet avoyde, hu yisayef, ach shav hu nach me'amolot. The normal understanding of menucha, ask anybody in the street, they'll tell you a person works hard. He needs to rest. After he's worked hard, ben adam tzirich lenach tzat. Nim she se ein la menucha koichen mugdo la'atzmo. Ve'la'ichi timtze la'amshich v'adosa. The menucha has nothing to do with him really. The menucha is just that you'll have strength to carry on doing your work.
Yeah.
You come home at night, you had a hard day at work, so you rest, you have a sleep. So why is it you can get up tomorrow morning and go back to work? Why are you resting? Not for the rest itself. If you could manage without the rest, you manage without the rest. The rest is not for me. The rest is I can carry on working. Amnam, binusach tfilas ata echod, in Mincha we say ata echod, mashma she'amanucha einu rak hefsek mi'omol u'malocha. It seems, we'll talk about it now, that menucha isn't just a cessation of work. It has its own essence and its own teichen. Has its own entity, has its own life.
Yeah.
It's not just a means to an end. If menucha is just about resting after all day's work, what's menucha ave unedova?
Yeah.
Well, what's pshat? Just say, I need to rest because I'm tired. Maze menucha ave unedova. Menuchas emes ve'emuna. What's menucha got to do with emes ve'emuna? Menuchas shalom v'shalva hashket v'betach.
Yeah.
Already yeshak dorosh shel mailois shaynois b'menucha. We see all these unbelievable qualities that relate to menucha that have nothing to do with resting so you can work tomorrow.
Yeah, we say people which are working hard, we say that Shabbos, it's a time to learn, not to sleep, because they have no time during the week. The Tamid Chachamim, second rest, yes. So the Shalva is to have the ability to learn we have to learn. That means to be without all the...
So the kasha then is, where's their menucha?
Yeah.
They work the whole week and they learn the whole of Shabbos. So when do they have menucha?
Yeah.
So we'll see. If you define menucha properly, you'll see where the menucha is. There's all these different things. Menuchas emes, menuchas ave, ma kol hadvarim ha'ilu. Vina im yesh menuchas emes, if there's a thing called menuchas emes, minastam yesh bo menuchas sheker, then there must be something the opposite. If there's a menuchas emes, there must be menuchas sheker. Umayim ken menuchas sheker, ve'echi menuchas ave nedove, klapay menuchas sinah ve'kilios. So there's a menuchas ave, there must be menuchas sinah. The hateful menuchas. Umayim imken, v'mayim imken kol ha-toyrim ha'ele. What are all these descriptions? What are all these adjectives? Al ma medabrim po? Doesn't make any sense. Everybody knows what menucha is.
Yeah,
the Torah seems to disagree with our definitions. Why is Shabbos dafka called Yom Menucha? Every day a person has big chunks of his day spent by menucha. ואז מה דווקא שבס מנוחה? וחזל אומרו, לא עברי לילה אלה לסינוס, לשנוס, היינו מנוחה מומל היום. Every night was given to sleep. The Chazal say that. The night was given to sleep, to recuperate from your work and to prepare for tomorrow's work. ובמה מיוחדת מנוחה לשבס? So what's so unique about? בואו שבס, בואו מנוחה. מי צריך את זה? I've had מנוחה the last 6 days also, I had מנוחה. אם נאמר שמנוחה שבס היא רק במקרה, כיוון שאסור במלאכה נמצא שכולם נחים. Oh, maybe you'll say that the מנוחה of שבס is since you can't work.
Yeah.
ממילא, you don't do anything, so you're resting. The way the חילונים, the way the people who don't know about שבס is think that שבס is. With nothing to do, so Mamela, you don't do anything, so you can't run around to the canyon, you can't play tennis, you can't, so you have to sit at home and you rest. You're bored, so you find things to do. You eat, you drink, you whatever, you play games, whatever. Well what's this manucha? Shenachayra mashma sheyesh b'shabbos inim yuchad shal manucha v'shichelek mi'ike toichen kedusha shabbos. The manucha on Shabbos isn't just a side factor. It's not just something on the side that mamele you have to rest because you can't do malacha. It seems that manucha on Shabbos is the etzem quality of what's called kedusha Shabbos. So that's one big problem we have to deal with. Second question is vayit kasha yosim is a bigger question. Ma'u kina manucha klape maila asher lo yaev velo yigo. The Navi tells us Hashem doesn't get tired, he doesn't toil. Well, what's his manucha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has? What's his manucha? Why is it kesha manucha to Hashem? Hashem never takes time off. What's manucha klapei ma'ala? V'kachosav ha-mabit, the Sefer Beis Elokim, Yesod Godel b'zeh. The mabit says like this. Da'afal gav de kol ha-inyonim, שכסובים אצל הקורש ברוך הוא שהם עניונים המסייחסים לאנשי עולם, הם כולם הדרך השאלה והמושל. All the things we talk about הקורש ברוך הוא, the famous question, we talk about הקורש ברוך in human terms. You know, we talk about Hashem's hands, his outstretched, we use human terms. So many Rishonim discuss this problem. He says like this, all of these things are relating only to what we grasp, to people. It's only relating to us, nothing to do with the Kosh Boch Ba'atzmo. Al derech ha-sha'ila va-moshel. We're borrowing terms and it's b'derech ha-moshel. When Hashem's outstretched arm, the arm is just a moshel for a Kosh Boch's arm, whatever that is. We call mochem, mishtamshtim rak b'mesholim ha-moirim ha-maile v'gedula. The law Hamari Mochasorin, the very interesting insight that, that if you notice that, we never use Mashalim to describe a Kodesh Baruch in a certain way. We never use Mashalim to describe anything other than a Maila, a quality. Yeah. It's never used for a Chasorin. Well, a Mashal, Anunechna Klape Maila Kel Rachaman. We talk about a Kodesh Baruch as a Kel Rachaman.
Yeah.
That's a Mashal. That's a marshal, the Kel Rachamim. What's Rachamim? We don't know what Hashem's Rachamim is. But we know in our terms what Rachamim is, so we use that as a marshal. But we never say, Kel Achzor Chas V'chim. We say Hashem's a cruel God. But we never say that. V'afal Pisha B'loilam, Yesh Rachmanut V'yesh Achzor Yois. In the world, there is mercy and cruelty. Tell me, no, there's no cruelty in the world. That's why we don't speak about Hashem's cruelty. No, no, we see this cruelty in the world. והכל ממני יסברך, and it's all from Hashem. והוא מציד יסברך למעלה מכל מידה ותפיסה. He himself is above all these midas. He's above רחמים and above cruelty. מכל מקום משתמשים רק בכינויים ומשולים מה שנראה בעינינו מעלה וכובד. We only use משולים to talk about Hashem, things that are milers and covered. We're talking about positive things. ואם כן, לענייננו, לחיירה, כל מהוס המנוחה היא מפני היפות וחושה דקודמה לו. מנוחה is all about resting from the weakness and the tiredness that came before, which is a חסורן. ומה אם כן, מושל המנוחה, הכוסל ואצל בויר הלומים, שבורו כל הבריאה בו, איס כלילה. Hashem didn't get tired creating the world. Hashem rested after he created the world, not because he was tired and not because he needed the energy for tomorrow. It took no effort to create the world. He spoke some words. It was hevel avolim. It was fresh air. It was breath. So two big, big problems. Mazeh menucha, and what's the menucha klapei Kodesh Baruch Hu? How do we understand the menucha for us? And menucha is also a marshal for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Where's the menucha in a positive way, not in a chesaron? Because menucha is really a chesaron if you think about it.
Yeah.
You worked hard, so you're tired. We're better if you didn't get tired.
Yes.
Better if you didn't get tired. Kodesh Baruch Hu did us a chesed. He gave us ayafut, and he gave us sleep to cure the ayafut. Sleep is a moedika thing. Sleep is a wonderful, wonderful thing. People, they have the insomnia, they can't sleep. It's a terrible, terrible machala. It's not possible. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The big way, you fall asleep, you have to say thank you for letting me sleep. There's a mashu ma'od that restores the body, it rebuilds the cells. It's a very healthy thing to do.
Yeah.
Fine. So let's go a little bit further. Let's first understand what manuch is on the ground floor in the teva of the world, and then we'll build it and see how that relates upwards. We know that person works very hard. He needs, after he gets tired, the nature is to become tired after you work hard. You need to rest, even if you're sitting in a chair. It doesn't mean physical tired. Person's working on a computer, he's doing cheshbonos, he's an accountant, whatever. He's learning Torah even. You get very tired. What's the cause of this foot? Where does this come from? Tiredness is in the root of the Bria. The source of all life in the world is ruchnias. Yeah, the world doesn't start with a piece of meat.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with ruchnias, the forces that become more and more gashmig, more physical, more crystallized as they come down into this world. But the shayrish is ruchni.
Yeah.
Even a piece of grass. Its source, what makes it grow, is it has a connection in the higher world. It's called a malach. It says it's a malach. It tells it to grow.
Yeah.
That means in the higher world, there's a blade of grass, a ruchnistika blade of grass that's making this thing grow. Therefore, it must be shehagashmiyut shehefech haruchnias.
Yeah.
Must be the gashmias, which is the opposite of ruchnias. He betevu b'metzias his rachakus mimakorachayim. Gashmias is in Teva a reality that makes you further, disconnects you, distances you from the source of life. Everybody's working in avoid a gashmis. He's lost his physical, his natural koyach.
Yeah.
Now he gets tired. What does tired mean? Tired means you're distanced from the source of your life.
Yeah. It's interesting because when we are tired, that suddenly we have something very interesting to do. Suddenly we are not tired because we are very interesting to do something. And it's changing in 1 second, we change everything. It's very interesting how we are tired or not.
Excellent observation. So what is the source of that?
Because when
you're interested in something, you're connecting back to the Ruchni.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You connect it back to the Ruchni.
Yeah.
And that's where your energy comes from.
Yeah.
You see people, they're very tired. Sometimes I get into the shiva in the morning, I open up the Gemara, I start learning and whatever. It's 12:30 already. I don't know where I've been. But then afterwards, you collapse. You close your Gemara, and then you collapse.
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah, because you plug back into the chashmal.
Yeah.
Excellent observation, nachon.
Yeah.
So now, kiven shenach, ayinu shehefsik es iske begashmias. When you rest, what do? You're stopping involved in your work of the gashmias. When you sleep, the neshama goes up to the source of life.
Yeah.
Now you reconnect it back into the ruchnias, and now you have new koiches.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just finish the last paragraph. Ulechein, hamila ayeif mishutefes hi gam lemaisa veira. You see that the word ayeif has something to do with an Aveira as well. Kenema etzel Esav, ki ayefa noichi. Esav says, ayefa noichi. Who cares if you're tired or not? The Pasuk in Chumash, Esav's telling Yaakov he's tired. Who cares if you're tired? Go sleep. Well, there's a limud there. This is the Torah. Torah doesn't waste words. V'chein tzimon l'mayim nikra ayefut. Being very thirsty is also connected to ayefut. V'chein chul shegufnis. Kulam shem echad lem shekulam inin echad. It's all one thing. Ayefut ha'mitis hi maisa aveira rachmona l'tzlan. Tiredness is connected to aveira. Shezeh mamash nituk mimakor v'sherish adam. Because when you do an aveira, you manutak from the shoresh. That's what an aveira is. Chet is tach aleph. You've plastered over the aleph. You've mitracheking from the aleph, from the source of life. Memele kashir chosa mayim nikra yefut. Sorry. I left that alone. V'kiven tzimon mayim, kiven shemayim ahem chaya adam. Mayim is the source of life. Memele kashir chosa mayim nikra yefut. When you don't have water, that's called ayefut. And we know that if a person doesn't drink enough, he becomes tired. V'chein kol pu'ula gashmis shehi b'teve hisrachakus me'aruchnias. All gashmis work if it's not connected to the ruchnias. You can connect your gashmis to the ruchnias.
Yeah.
The person's working because he's trying to see his family, because it's a mitzvah or whatever, he's helping the next door neighbor. But that, he doesn't get so tired. He is, we'll see. Okay, there's more here. Yeah, there's questions here, but we'll see. That brings tiredness. Menucha brings you back to the source of life. The Vilna Gaon used to sleep 1 hour a day.
Yeah.
How come he didn't get tired? He wasn't working. The man was chewing up a lot of vitamin B12. He was omol in Torah. He must have been sweating in his learning. Reb Chaim Brisker once, his son, the Brisker Rav, said Reb Chaim Brisker was working on a sugi once. He got so hot. His body started overheating. He went outside into the snow to cool himself down. It's all because they weren't toiling. How come he only needed to sleep an hour a day? Because he was never manutak from the tachana delek. He was plugged in the whole time.
Yeah,
it was never a nituk from the gruchnias. Anyway, those are the basic foundations. We'll have to chazer this again next week, and then Metz Hashem will take one more step here and see how this menucha fits in. But you see how important it is to define your terms.
Yeah.
We use the word menucha. You suddenly start understanding things in Shoresh. You start seeing how the things are put together. You start understanding where it's all coming from. To know things properly, to learn them, understand them in depth.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a menuchas dikah Shabbos, whatever menucha is, until we find out what it is, you can enjoy it. Once you find out what it is, it's enjoyable.
Okay. Thank you.
Good Mazel tov. Mazel tov.
Amen. Okay. Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shabbat.